How could it be otherwise? As a believer who in faith, thinks with God's thoughts, and wills with God's will, she cannot fail to be a woman who loves. We sense this in her quiet gestures, as recounted by the infancy narratives in the Gospel. We see it in the delicacy with which she recognizes the need of the spouses at Cana, and makes it known to Jesus. We see it in the humility with which she recedes into the background during Jesus' public life, knowing that the Son must establish a new family, and that the mother's hour will come only with the cross, which will be Jesus' true hour. Cf. John 2:4, 13-1. When the disciples flee, Mary will remain beneath the cross. Cf. John 19:25-27. Later, at the hour of Pentecost, it will be they who gather around her as they wait for the Holy Spirit. Cf. Acts 1:14. 42. The lives of the saints are not limited to their earthly biographies, but also include their being and working in God after death. In the saints, one thing becomes clear: those who draw near to God do not withdraw from men, but rather become truly close to them. In no one do we see this more clearly than in Mary. The words addressed by the crucified Lord to his disciple John, and through him to all disciples of Jesus, "Behold, your mother," John 19:27, are fulfilled anew in every generation. Mary has truly become the mother of all believers. Men and women of every time and place have recourse to her motherly kindness and her virginal purity and grace, in all their needs and aspirations, their joys and sorrows, their moments of loneliness and their common endeavors. They constantly experience the gift of her goodness and the unfailing love which she pours out from the depths of her heart. The testimonials of gratitude offered to her from every continent and culture are a recognition of that pure love which is not self-seeking but simply benevolent. At the same time, the devotion of the faithful shows an infallible intuition of how such love is possible. It becomes so as a result of the most intimate union with God, through which the soul is totally pervaded by Him, a condition which enables those who have drunk from the fountain of God's love to become in their turn a fountain from which flow rivers of living water. John 7:38. Mary, Virgin and Mother, shows us what love is, and whence it draws its origin and its constantly renewed power. To her we entrust the Church and her mission in the service of love. Holy Mary, Mother of God, you have given the world its true light, Jesus, your Son, the Son of God. You abandoned yourself completely to God's call, and thus became a wellspring of the goodness which flows forth from Him. Show us Jesus. Lead us to Him. Teach us to know and love Him, so that we too can become capable of true love, and be fountains of living water in the midst of a thirsting world. Given in Rome, at St. Peter's, on December 25, the Solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord, in the year 2005, the first of my pontificate. Benedictus pp. 16.